Good morning, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of the KRFY Morning Show. This is Julie Calamine, your morning show host, and I am very lucky today to be joined by the North Idaho Philharmonia folks, and they are Jan Pellant. Jan is the conductor, and Marcy Hogan, who is the orchestra manager. Hello, Jan.
Hello, thank you.
Yes, and hello, Marcy.
Hello.
Well, you folks are connected with the Philharmonia, and let's start by explaining your backgrounds. Jan, why don't you begin? You have an interesting background, so we're going to have some fun hearing about you.
Sure, thank you for this. I was born and raised in Prague, Czech Republic, where I got my first training as a violist. And later as a conductor. And when I was about 16 or 17, I got opportunity to start working with the youth orchestras in Japan. So that was my first experience with the orchestra as a conductor. And then when I entered my university studies at the Prague Academy, I started to work with the professional orchestras, not only in the Czech Republic, but also outside of the country. And eventually, I moved to United States, and I was 24 or 25 to enter the Carnegie Mellon in Pittsburgh and got my degrees in conducting and started to work as a music director with orchestras in the United States. With the Lexington Chamber Orchestra, then with the also with the Coeur d'Alene Symphony, and now with the North Idaho Philharmonia, and yeah, it's a great job. I'm very grateful for having these opportunities every time, and also being in the United States. What a great country!
Well, thank
So
you. That's a nice thing to
yeah.
say. Yes. And you'll have to tell our listeners that you're not actually in the United States right now. Where are you?
Thank you. Right now, I'm visiting my homeland, Prague, Czech Republic. Spending few weeks here, doing some music projects and visiting my family. But I can't wait to be again in Sandpoint for the upcoming concert and many other things.
Yes, we're going to hear all about that in a moment, but what time is it in Prague right now?
Right, I think Prague, if I'm not mistaken, is 9 hours ahead of time. So it's like almost 1 a.m. in the morning. That's the perfect time for the artist to start a new day. So it's great time.
Yeah, so we
One
appreciate that
a.m.
you're.
Almost
And we appreciate that you would be willing to interview with us at 1 a.m. All
1 a.m.
right, so we've
Yeah.
heard
Thank you.
a very interesting background of your life, Jan, but now we'd like to hear about Marcy. Marcy, tell us about you. You're from Priest River, and you're a very important part of the Philharmonia. So tell us your background and how you came to be here in Priest River.
Oh wow, it's a long story, but to keep it short, I am a professional violist. I started, I'll say, 56 years ago, and I got my degree in music performance from Chapman University. I'm originally from California. I played professionally in several orchestras, chamber ensembles around the Orange County, the Los Angeles counties, and surrounding counties in that area, and then relocated up here and was elated to find a music conservatory in the middle of Sandpoint. So, because I was very worried about relocating and not being able to continue my career, and I connected with the conservatory, and I've had a lot of different capacities there. Worked as the head of the string department, played with string ensembles and different groups like that, and came around to the North Idaho Philharmonia. Met Jan, and it was a sort of a collaboration between the founder of the conservatory, myself, and Jan. And at this point, we're building the orchestra. It's been a great opportunity, and I've enjoyed it just because I've been able to continue my playing, and working under Jan has been wonderful, a great experience. And so that's where we
Thank
are
you.
now.
Wonderful. Tell us a bit about the history of the Philharmonia. It hasn't been around 100 years here. It's relatively new, yes?
Marcy, would you like
Yes.
to?
I was going to let you take that one. It was John's vision, I will say that. And we have had three performances, and we have this one coming up in February. And we've been able to contact musicians from Sandpoint area and areas outside as well, even in other states. And we're building the orchestra, but it was December of 2021 was our first performance.
Okay,
Right.
and I have to ask you, how is a Philharmonia different than a Philharmonic? Is it more or less the same thing?
I think yeah, that's a great point. I would say, in my opinion, Philharmonia is sort of having more kind of European the name call for that. And Philharmonic is probably a term used more in the United States, but basically, I feel it's almost the same type of music group, like orchestra. But yes, there is maybe just the difference in the task of European terminology and American. Basically, it's almost the same thing, I would say. Almost the
Okay.
same thing. Yeah.
Yeah, very good. Well, in your previous events, you've had some very accomplished musicians, and why don't you tell us a little bit about that history? Who's been here and who's coming?
Absolutely. Yes, so our orchestra, North Saddle Philharmonia, is aiming to give opportunities not only to the high level internationally renowned artists, but also to young talents in the area and eventually nearby. So we had so far piano keyboard soloist. One was Daniel Beal. He's a 13-year-old, originally from Ukraine, Ukrainian boy who played Bach, J.S. Bach Concerto, and he played wonderfully. He's a winner of a lot of competitions in Northwest area. And then 3 months later, that was in March last year, we had faculty members from the Music Conservatory who joined as the solo performers with Philharmonia, and they played Carnivals of Animals. It's called Carnivals of Animals by French composer Saint-Saëns, and that was also so beautifully played, I would say. And the last concert, which was 3 months ago, we played complete Brandenburg Concertos by J.S. Bach that included a lot of soloists from each orchestra section. Marcy was also playing beautifully. Our concertmaster Richard was playing beautifully. So we are trying to make diverse instruments, string, keyboard, eventually woodwinds. This concert in February will include harp instrument to be a solo instrument. So we are trying to be really super unique orchestra, and yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun the next concert as well. Yeah,
Marcy. And
Marcy, do you...
I would like to add that it's funny because we think of it, we're a small town area, but being the orchestra manager and working in that capacity and working with Jan's contacts, there are some amazing musicians up in this area, extremely talented from all different areas that have come to this area to perform. And it's been very exciting because we've been able to collaborate with them on these performances. You know, a 13-year-old pianist, and the teachers Matt Goodrich and Melody Puller from the conservatory, both very accomplished pianists. And then Richard Altenbach, who is our concertmaster, who is also played all over the LA, the Los Angeles area, in many professional orchestras and studios. So we've got a great mix of some real talent in our small town. It's been great.
Yes,
Absolutely.
and yes, absolutely. And I just have to mention to the listeners that as I'm watching both of you on Zoom, this is how we're recording this interview. I'm seeing Marcy, and she's an animated face, but I'm also seeing Jan, and all I see are hands flying around. He's a conductor. It's like, whoo, whoo,
I see
whoo. So really
it.
fun.
I
Oh
see.
boy. Anyway, what I would like to know is for you to tell me about. You do try to change things up. So you don't only want to play one type of music, and that's why you've had piano and different styles of music. So would you like to talk more about that?
Absolutely, absolutely. I think every concert should have a short moment of having some instrument playing alone in front of the orchestra to give a kind of highlight of each show. And basically, we have four groups, four types of solo instruments that we prefer, our orchestra prefer to showcase. It's the string instrument, the winds, keyboard, and eventually singers, vocalists. And basically, we want to, kind of play also very rarely played pieces, not only Mozart or Beethoven. By the way, Beethoven will be played again, but our orchestra is interested in introducing new pieces to the community. And basically, there are a lot of pieces written by composer that are indicated in, that are composed for specific type of instruments. So for example, in February, the next concert will include harp concerto by Handel, which is also a very unusual instrument to be heard as a solo instrument. Basically, I would just say whatever we play, it should be always played just in a transcendental moment, as if we are in the heaven for a moment, just to forget about our lives and just be there. And whether we like it or hate it, we have to be really just enjoying what's going on in the concert hall, in my opinion. So these solo concertos basically are just kind of helping the audience to understand more instrument more specifically. So if we hear solo violin or solo piano alone, almost alone, the listener can kind of have more opinions about the instrument, and maybe he or she will start to play that instrument. If I hear violin, I would say, "Oh, I like to play this instrument. I'm going for it." Or if I hear keyboard, so those kind of educational ideas, it's also something we want to do, educational approaches to the wonderful community. So this is another reason. I
Yes.
see. I
Yes,
see.
an opportunity for people to understand the way instruments,
Yeah,
unique instruments are
absolutely.
played and be able for you to showcase them and for us to hear them and
Exactly.
appreciate them. Nice. Well,
Absolutely.
you said it could be heaven, but if we hate it, I suppose it could also be a
Yeah.
moment of hell.
Absolutely. To create some unusual situation. Let's say it this way.
Oh. But hopefully, only heaven on that night.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Yes. Well, we're coming to talk about really the reason for our interview, and that's a very important event. Let's begin. First of all, let's start with the date, a time, etc., and then I'll have you tell us about it. Marcy, could you
Sure.
introduce the event?
Sure. So we have performances coming up at the Panada in Sandpoint, and the first evening is Friday, February 24th, and the performance time is 7:30, and Jan will be doing a pre-concert talk starting at 7. And then on Saturday, February 25th, we have a 2 p.m., we'll call it a matinee performance at the Panada as well. And I can talk now about tickets if this is appropriate. There are links for tickets. The Panada has their website up, panada.org/events. So tickets can be purchased there. And then also at the sandpointconservatory.org/events. And we have two tickets, two types of tickets. We have the adult tickets that are $30 and the student tickets that are $15. And those can also be purchased at the door with check, cash, or credit card.
If you haven't sold out.
Well, hopefully we do.
Right.
Exactly.
Get your tickets early, listeners.
Yes.
Yes. All right. So, as I understand it, and you've already mentioned it, your guest artist is our harpist, Sophie Baird Daniel. And so let's hear about Sophie.
Absolutely. Sophie is she's a wonderful artist. I mean, I haven't ever worked with her so far, but I had chance to learn about her from recordings and from or we had chance to learn about her from the recordings and from all kind of other resources. And she's pretty known in the Northwest area and around. Actually, I would say a lot, very much known. She did got several prizes at the competitions around the world. I think she got silver medal prize at the Vancouver competition in 2017, and 2 years earlier she won a competition, Walton competition. So she's a fantastic harpist. And the piece she's going to play is by a Baroque composer, British German composer Georg Friedrich Händel. And this is the beginning of the 18th century. And this harp concerto has three movements. It's about 12, maybe 30 minutes of music, not too long. At the same time, very kind of magical. Actually, just my opinion, when I hear a harp, I always imagine being like in a cathedral, in a church, being again connected with something outside of this world. And I hope we will all enjoy this feeling. So let's see what's going to happen.
Right. I think of heaven when I think of harps. We're all heading up to see the archangels. So I
Absolutely,
expect
absolutely, absolutely. I'm too spiritual today, I know. Yeah. It's a beautiful instrument, really. It's one of the oldest instruments in the history of music. It has very diverse sound color range. And again, harp as a solo instrument is very rarely heard. We usually hear keyboard or string instruments like violin or cello to be played as a solo, but harp is also very special concerto. Anyway,
Yeah, and are there I'm as I'm looking at the works that are going to be played, I see that we'll be listening to the Art of the Fugue. Will that be before the Handel piece?
exactly. The Art of Fugue by J.S. Bach will be the first piece of the show, and this composition is very interesting in the way that J.S. Bach hasn't written for which instrumental setting he wants this piece to be played, whether is it for choir, for string quartet, for orchestra, for organ. It's unknown. So at the same time, it gives a freedom to artists to kind of create something that's behind the notes, I would say. And it's the Art of Fugue is basically about having one simple theme going in one section, for example, in the first violin, that is eventually imitated by violas or other string section groups in different way. And the way how it's imitated, it's really something very special that we want to create some surprises to the audiences at the show a little bit to kind of to see. It's like to be detective. You are trying to find what's going on in the music. There's this theme, and then suddenly it goes to this section, and to really find what's going on there, like a detective, to find the point of all that situation. I think people will enjoy it, really. It's a great piece.
Yeah, and
Yeah.
I may not understand it at all, but how you're explaining it to me, it sounds like it's a repetitive piece, and we understand how it's played by
Yes.
different instruments, and it can be very interesting.
Absolutely.
And then I went
Absolutely.
online because I had the idea that a fugue was something rather funereal, and I don't think I'm right about that, but the definition.
Actually, you are right. You are right. It has little of kind of I don't want to say dramatic, but kind of it's not that, it's not super happy piece in a task of mood. It's kind of deep mood. So I think I completely agree with what you are saying. It's a deep music, but it's great music at the same time. Absolutely, it's a great music. Great.
It sounds great. And then I also read that it's sort of like a musical sonnet. Have you heard that? That it's similar to a sonnet in some ways, a poem.
Oh
And
yeah,
I,
a little bit probably. Yeah,
yeah.
absolutely.
So for me,
Absolutely.
it sounds mysterious, something I'd really like to
Absolutely.
experience.
Yes,
Yeah.
exactly.
And
Exactly.
Marcy would like to join me.
Well, I will say that fugues are very intricate, and as Jan was saying, I mean, they kind of interweave, and they take a melody and then they interweave that between all the different instruments, but they're very intricate, and especially Bach fugues, very can be very difficult, very challenging for the musicians, but they're once you get it, it's a fabulous piece of music. So
Yeah, it sounds
exactly.
intriguing. It sounds intriguing. And then the third piece is the Beethoven Symphony number 2. Tell us about that.
Exactly. Beethoven's Symphony number 2 is one of the very first orchestral pieces of the Romantic era of the beginning of the 19th century. Beethoven did compose this symphony in 19, I'm sorry, in 182. It was premiered the year later in 183 in Vienna. And Beethoven was starting to be step by step little deaf, unfortunately. However, he could still do a lot of great trips to many cities around, and he was able to share this symphony to his friends, and there is a lot of joy, a lot of joy. Although Beethoven didn't have the best times in life, he wasn't suffering, but like later in his life, but he was still having a lot of difficulties. But this symphony has a lot of joy. The third movement of the symphony, it has four movements. The symphony in the third movement is titled a scherzo, meaning joke. And usually the third movements were titled as menuet, like a dancing movement in three beats. So first time ever Beethoven is using a title as a joke, as a scherzo for the third movement. This is a very unique situation, I would say, and it's a challenging music. It's not super easy for anyone, even for the audiences, for orchestra musicians, for conductor. It's not easy. It's really for the full professional orchestras, and we are really excited to go for it, and can't wait to make sure that the roof will fall down on the stage.
Wow.
Oh.
So I know quite a mix of music. I mean, there's a lot going to be going on that night at the Panada.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's we want to make sure that this will be like the last concert ever. I'm exaggerating, of course. I'm just, but this feeling that what if this is the last concert ever? How we can do, what we can do. I'm exaggerating, of course, but I'm just trying to make this atmosphere and really put everything we can to this show, and to have all our great friends in the audience to really experience something magical from the concert. When the concert is finished, we would be so happy if the audience, if the listeners would still be having those themes in their mind and enjoying for a few more days what was going on. That would be our dream, our goal, I would say, for the Philharmonia.
Wow,
Definitely.
that is a great goal. It just sounds like a great night, well planned. You've got wonderful performers and a soloist of Sophie. It should be quite an evening. I'd like to move on and talk about the venue, the Panada. How is the Panada for this kind of music? Do they have the right acoustics?
RC, did you want this?
Go ahead.
Shall I go?
Yeah,
Okay.
go ahead.
I think, sure. I would say Penida is actually a great concert venue. I think North Idaho, not only Sandpoint, but also North Idaho, is having a great treasure in the Penida Theater. It's a wonderful place. I mean, of course, it has limited seats, space. So I would say it's better to get the seats in advance. It has limited seating, but the acoustic, about the acoustics, talking about the acoustic, I would say it's a very good venue for orchestra, for more musicians, more artists being on the stage. I'm not saying that for one individual musician, it's not a good place, but when having 50 musicians on the stage, the orchestra creates all kind of colors being mixed together: red, green, yellow, blue, and the final sound is going to the roof of the hall. And there is one special spot at the Penida. It's on the balcony, on the second stage, where all the sound goes. And I'm really glad that the Penida, in my opinion, is not too terribly big, but at the same time, it's not a small venue at all. It's very perfect size. I have nothing to complain about the hall. Maybe Marcy can add something to it.
I it's charming. It's an absolutely charming venue, and that it's an older building. I love that. And it is beautiful inside. And I think it has a comfortable feeling. Although when you see it from the outside, it looks like it's really large, and it's not. It's intimate. And as Jan said, not a lot of seats. So, yeah, I think people enjoy. I think it does something to be in that venue with this type of concert. It's a
Yeah,
lot more intimate.
a nice scale for this performance. Well, good. I'm happy to hear that. And what sort of audience are you expecting? I mean, will it be just all the folks who already know and love orchestra, or are you hoping to get some new folks? What about kids? Who should we expect at this concert?
I would say anyone is welcome. I think it's a great educational experience for students, for kids. It may be their first exposure to classical music, so I think that's really important. It also kinds of te it helps to teach kids how they're supposed to act in that kind of setting with a concert, a professional concert. But anyone, I think, someone who likes folk music would like this as well. I think it's very important to be exposed to different types of music, and you may have a certain type that you like, but you never know until you taste all the different flavors of ice cream. So I would say anyone would be welcome to this concert and would enjoy it. And I'll let Jan go on with that.
Absolutely, 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 exactly. I think it's for really all, not only for all ages, as Marcy said, but also for all nationalities, for people coming from all over the world. I'm sure that J.S. Bach is familiar to most of the music lovers, Beethoven as well, and the harp is something that we think would also create interest in the audience. So people from all the world, it's a really very accessible program for anyone. So yeah, we are just looking so much forward to. I would like to start a concert now if possible, but
Me too.
yes.
Well, it
Thank
sounds
you.
very exciting. This sounds like a great event. And I'll ask you if there's anything I've missed, and then I'd also like for you to repeat the dates and times and contact info.
Thank you.
Yeah. Anything else you'd like to add, or have we covered
Oh,
most of it?
sure. Absolutely. I think the The mission of the North Idaho Philharmonia is to help people to be more and more connected, culturally speaking. Sandpoint and the areas around are really wonderful places, wonderful people, wonderful arts going on. And we are hoping that Philharmonia is able to contribute this highest possible quality and to help to promote this wonderful city that has so many arts going on. We appreciate anyone's help, anyone's support, and we have long-term goals to also do maybe some tours around the world in the future, to have guest conductors, guest soloists, young talents, to be really accessible for every artist that have interest to be serious musician and to share his or her talent with the communities. That's our mission, and we want to thank you all very much for the support.
That's very nice. And I maybe didn't make the connection as clearly as I could have, but you really are connected with the Music Conservatory of Sandpoint, and it's just a wonderful place for young people, mainly young people, but adults too, to really learn about the wonderful orchestral music that you're going to be sharing with us.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And it also provides an opportunity for them, for the kids who are studying the music at the conservatory and all around Sandpoint at different schools to see the opportunities that are available to them. I mean, in this area, presenting them with this fabulous opportunity of classical music where they can learn and they can see where they could go. There's, many different careers in the music industry, and this is just one piece of it, but it gives them the opportunity to see that.
Yes, and hopefully be inspired. Well, Marcy, can you repeat the event, the dates and times, and then I'll conclude our interview.
Sure. Friday, February 24th, 7:30 p.m. This is at the Panada in Sandpoint, with a pre-concert talk by Jan at about 7 o'clock. And then Saturday, February 25th, 2 p.m. at the Panada, the same thing. Jan will be doing a pre-concert talk at about 1:30. And tickets are available at thepanada.org/events. And then also available at sandpointconservatory.org/events. And there are student tickets for $15 and adult tickets for $30. And we hope to fill the seats.
I just hope you sell out. And I don't know why you wouldn't. So, very good. Well, I would like to thank you, Marcy Hogan. And I'd also like to thank you, Jan Pellant, coming, willing to interview us from Prague in the middle of the night, which is pretty amazing, conductor, about your upcoming, really exciting upcoming event with the Philharmonia of the Idaho Panhandle. So thank you very much for joining us. This has been KRFY Community Conversations Morning Show, and we've just had a great, great interview. Thank you both.
Thank
Thank you,
you.
Julie.